just being needy. Just being my needy little self. You know me. Meow, 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 meow.
Needy little kitty.
Okay.
Hola.
Hola.
He's like, God, is that you? It's like, Jesus?
He's under the bed. You know that. I know you put him there. Welcome, welcome to the most spliced episode of Convos Over Coffee you will probably ever hear, because I think we recorded part of 14 when we recorded part of 13, and we just recorded 15, and now we're backtracking to record more parts of 14 to complete 14.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So... you were in Iowa when we originally recorded most of this podcast, and you were like, oh, wait, I don't know if we can include it in this episode, but, like, I just want to say this, and it can be for another episode. So then I took that. So our new outro might actually just be in 15 when we recorded for here. I'm not entirely sure. It's like... it didn't copy-paste right, or I lost one little part of the end, and I was just like, son of a fuck, this is why we don't jump and jumble around. And I'm not that good at editing to really keep that shit together. I mean, we can barely get our episodes on time bi-weekly.
Whoops. We're getting better, though.
Yeah, so I honestly don't remember what you said in this episode that you wanted to say in an episode. But what I do know is that this is part three of what I thought was going to be a two-parter of the sexual harassment, Pumbaa, corporate shady bitches.
Oh, sure. Blame it on me the one time that we have to elongate an episode.
Ooh, elongate. Bonus points. A plus plus. You're forgiven. Oh, I just kicked the desk behind me. Whoops.
Anyway, guys, we still love you.
Speak for yourself. Maybe I decide to hate all of our fans that we don't have. Does anybody
welcome
listen?
Welcome back to Combos Over Coffee.
Hello? 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 Echo? Echo? Echo?
Can anybody hear me? Are you there? What's that from? Do you know?
No.
Ah!
What?
You have to know what it's from.
Are we talking just basic, like, The Grinch?
Basic, like, movies.
The Grinch!
No!
What?
Titanic!
When?
At the end, when they're fishing people out of the water.
Oh, well, that's sad. I'm just gonna go back with The Grinch when he's doing the echo thing. Way to bring it down. Jesus. Go back to Iowa with your sadness. And let's not talk about my depression wall. Until you get to episode 15, and then we talk about my depression wall.
Yeah, it makes a sneak peek in there.
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, it's depression, horror, macabre. No, that's not included in that part. Beavis and Butthead is its own little entity.
But it's more on like, the wall.
You're right. I'll just put a piece of tape down the side. Like, this is where the macabre part starts of the wall.
And Jesus.
No, he's going to be on the non-macabre side, see? See, it'd be, like, right between those.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, if Jesus wants to go to the macabre, he can. Who am I to tell Jesus Christ what to do?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Calm down over there,
Chucky. I can't help it. So, basically, if you didn't listen to part one and two, Pumbaa sexually harassed me at work. He was like, oh, I didn't know that girls don't like to be sexually harassed.
But I'm going to sexually harass you and say that I could lose my job. Because I know that, like, that won't happen because you're not going to say anything because you like being sexually harassed.
Yeah, because people with vaginas love attention, and it's just the new way to get it is sexual harassment.
Seek out attention.
Yes! Please sexually harass me! Why doesn't anybody like me enough to sexually harass me? Is okay. Kind of what corporate said. Yeah. Shady corporate bitch was like, well, I mean, this is okay, and this is okay, and... Well, he didn't say... Oh, wait, nope, he said that. You're right. Ooh, I was really just on my high horse.
That's a gray area.
So, yeah, sexual harassment. Corporate's like, you might have to work with people that you don't want to be around. I'm like, it's not that, like, I just dislike this person because, you know, he doesn't like the same sports team that I like, or what's another dumb reason to not like somebody? Or he puts his beef brisket in his coleslaw and then dips it in some other shit, you crazy fucking psycho.
That, my friend, is delicious.
I don't trust her.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I did not try it, although all the things separately I think were really good.
Yeah, so why not put them together?
Because I like my things separate. I want my beef taste. Then I want my coleslaw taste. Then I want whatever the dippity dip taste was. No, I want it separate. I mean, my things can touch, but I want my things separate. You know how somebody will, like, take a piece of steak and then scoop their mashed potatoes like my psychotic sister? I don't do that. I eat my potatoes and I eat my steak. And then I eat more of my steak and I eat my potatoes. And Maggie's just like, let's have a little fucking tornado swirl that shit together.
Yeah, pretty much. Let's just
and then just
eat it.
Dump it down. Yeah. Your mouth tornado. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Sounds like a
I
sex thing,
food.
Though.
It
your
does.
Mouth tornado. It's like the people scissoring tongues. Tune into episode 15 for more on that. But yeah, so that's about all you need to know in this episode, and we're kind of just talking about the afterness and of things and stuff about that. So enjoy whatever the fuck else is going on in this episode.
I'm honestly just pretty surprised that they could not fucking admit the fact that that was sexual harassment.
Yeah, and it's like, by them admitting it, it's not like it would have done anything. Like,
no.
You guys aren't having to pay me triple the amount of money now, or, like, I mean, or maybe there was something legally that they were keeping from me, where if they admitted it was sexual harassment, maybe that was a direct fireable offense. Maybe they have a no tolerance policy, because I can tell you, at some of my other jobs, if that shit happened, he would have been gone, lickety-split. Even if I would have said, I don't want him fired, I just don't want to be partnered up with him or something, they would have been like, no, we do not tolerate this type of behavior. We do not want that person working for us. We don't want other people to be put in that position. So get this shit. One of the other companies that I work for, they are so about the Me Too movement and sexual harassment and making sure that people feel safe, secure, you know, all that. There was this guy. He and I got along very well. And by the way, can I just state, for those who do not know me, I have a line, but it is so far away that, like, you basically have to be a pole vaulter to cross it. And somehow Pumbaa managed to cross it. Like, you gotta do or say some fucked up shit to cross my line. But this dude at one of my other jobs kept talking about how at his swanky government job that somebody had reported him for sexual harassment. And of course, he's pulling a me, anybody that he bumps into, he's telling the story to, because he thinks it's ridiculous. He thinks he's so innocent and it's so stupid and blah, blah, blah. And there's absolutely no merit that he's just telling everybody so that he's hoping everybody will back him up and be like, oh my fucking God, people got their panties in a bunch. What the hell's their problem? So he keeps people updated. Hey, what's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Then he's like, oh, yeah, it said that they're going to make me be suspended for a day without pay or a week without pay. Whatever it was, you know, livable, workable. You could deal with it. Well, all of a sudden, we have an M. Night Shyamalan twist. It went to the higher-ups, and they were like, nope, we're going to fire him.
Damn.
So, he tells everybody that, because, like our fucking opinions would change it. You know what I mean? Like, well, all of the people that I work with at this other job and my buddies think that it's stupid and bullshit, so you should just give me my job back. That's not how that works. Like,
sorry, dude.
Like, nope. They have the reigning power. Like, sorry, can't help you out of this one, buddy. So then he gets fired from our job. Because the company, he opened his big fat mouth, told everybody everything. So then, of course, it gets back to upper management. And the reasoning why they fired him is obviously because they know that he did this. He's now a liability at that company. What if he sexually harasses somebody and does the same thing? Then they know that he got fired from his really big, important government job. And they have a sexual harasser working for them. So he got fired from that job, too.
Damn.
But the job that I'm in, you have to report all these big things. Like, if I got a DUI or maybe I got a drunken disorderly or in a domestic assault, or that's not the word, domestic, if I got into domestic dispute, I have to report it right away to my employer. If the next year when we do background checks, it comes up and I didn't tell them, I'm most likely going to get fired.
Yeah.
Whereas if I said, well, Maggie and I were dating and we got into a fight and I got mad at her and I shoved her and she tripped and fell, they may keep me. I may be on probation. It may be pending the court hearing if you're going to press charges or not. Because, again, you represent the organization that you work for.
Mm-hmm.
And so you just, like, he probably would have been able to stay there if he just fucking didn't tell not only anybody, but everybody.
Yeah, seriously.
Everybody. It's like he would bump into a fan and be like, so get this shit at my other job. And it's just like, shush. You're digging your own grave. Shush. No.
No.
So, yeah, I thought that was interesting. So, I've got one company who's, like, on this side of the Me Too spectrum, and this company who's given the Me Too movement the middle finger.
Right.
Who's giving the middle finger to the Me Too movement and being like, sit and spin. And you're just like, that? What? Is that in the HR document? Like, that's really inappropriate. Is this how you handle sexual harassment? You just give him the finger. Oh, it does say, give that employee the finger, recite the following, sit, ampersand, spin. Huh. I wonder if there's any creative liberties, or do I have to quote that exactly? Can I put my, no pun intended, my own spin on that? What do you think? You know what? Call dude from HR. I want to get some clarification just because I want to know how by the book we have to go with the terminology on me telling somebody to fuck off with the Me Too movement.
Right. How close exactly to the wording does it have to be?
Yeah. Like, do I have liberties in how I tell this employee to fuck off? Do I have to do it? Well, no. You know what? We'll go back to the emails. We want to make sure that we do it in a professional manner because we do have a code of conduct and we want to be professional and, you know, not make anybody feel like they're being retaliated against. So we really should just do it professionally. I'll have our hands folded. Make sure that we're dressed in a suit and tie, maybe some glasses on that we can push up with the middle finger when we tell them to sit and spin. Yes, yes, yes. I think that sounds good. So that is the end of Pumbaa and the sexual harassment case. Mm-hmm. Moral of the story, I won. Ha ha, sit and spin, bitches. Wait. Wait, I almost said shit. Sit and spin, shady corporate bitches.
Take that.
Yeah. So, with that said, I have worked a couple shifts at that place. It's a little awkward. There have been some familiar faces who've been like, Stephanie, hi! And so that's made it a little easier and feel better. I do feel bad for the people who've had to step up and kind of cover for the loss of this person, but I will say I think there are many good people who could replace Pumbaa and do a much better job and probably not sexually harass anyone also.
Oh, yeah. So I was going to ask, though, now that you're going to be doing that, are you still going to be working at the Pumbaa job?
Yes.
Okay.
So it seems like I just talked to one girl and she's like, oh, will I see you tomorrow? And I was like, no, probably not until April sometime. And I was just like, I've been really busy with March Madness. So she's like, yeah, I think I'm just going to go down to like working concerts. So again, not many people like working there.
Yeah.
They're just like, ooh, this kind of sucks. And jeez. So, they don't have any minimums or anything that you have to work. So, mm-hmm. I think I'll just keep working there just to kind of have it on my resume. They did update the handbook today, which I got lots of pictures. I know I sent you some from the sexual harassment and harassment stuff. Where I'm just like, do you guys even read your own manual? Because, you know, we promote a safe working environment, develop people, mutual respect in the workplace, and there's, like, personal relationships in the workplace, fraternization, unacceptable conduct. Like, there's just... What is harassment? Definition of sexual harassment. Examples of harassment. And it's just like, did you not read any of this when we went through my issue and claim? And then they don't have, like, they just have what's in there. And, you know, oh, you can, it can be handled just so vaguely, like, here are the different steps for any kind of issue. And I think they should have just something more laid out for the sexual harassment. But whatever, my situation's done and handled and over with. I'll put it on the lowest totem pole. You know, we've got the day job, which takes precedence because that is my stable moneymaker, flexible, but primarily 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, good county benefits, and what's the other word? Perks. Then we've got the one security job that pays a fuck ton of money. Then we've got the new armed security job that pays an even more fuck ton of money. Then we've got the other security job where it's fun and great, and I get to interact with a lot of different good people and, what's the word I want to use? Stars, famous-ish people. And then we've got the dumpster fire that is that one place.
Yeah.
Pumbaa Central with, I'll just refer to it as the good old boys company.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're the lowest on the totem pole, but I really don't want to give them the satisfaction.
Right?
Like,
that's my
thing,
too.
No, oh, but that's what I was going to say. In the manual, it always makes me mad on the behalf of employees. They put in there a lot, at will employment. Sorry, Stephanie. We're going to let you go. Because, bye! No reason.
But that's literally so fucked up. Like, why is that why is that legal?
I don't know. Maybe it's because if somebody is, like, such a fuckface, but not in a way that you have it in your manual, you can be like, listen, we can't retroactively create a rule to get rid of you, but a rule will be made now because of you. So it's like, I think that they kind of do that because there have been some sticky situations where it's like, well, it doesn't say in the manual that you can't pee on the wall outside of this area, but we need to fire that person for that.
Right.
So I think it's kind of for that reason, and I'm sure that you've worked with employees where you're like, I wish we were an at-will employer, an at-will state, so they could just motherfucking fire that person and be like, oh, bye, we don't even need to give you a reason. But here's my list. but yeah, we don't need, like, it's just, the list is too long that we're just going to say, bye-bye. All right, you can tell your story. We're in a new okay. thread, a new epi.
So my friend, she offered to make me a cake for my birthday, and, like, she used to work for, like, Target, and she would make cakes for them. She got, like, really creative, and she got, like, really good, like, you know, with the frosting creations and whatever. So she sent me a bunch of pictures, and she was like, yeah, I would make them for the store, and, like, my boss really liked what I did, and she liked, you know, the cake and whatever, and so she would have me do it all the time. And I was like, all right, cool, like, that sounds fun. And so she was asking me, like, what kind of cake I wanted and blah, 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 and I was like, honestly, you can get creative with it. You can do, just, like, something basic and save your creativity for, like, the design, or do whatever you want. So maybe that was part of the issue, but she...
Oh, I thought this was going to be a happy story. And then you go, maybe that was part of the issue. I thought this was going to be like, oh, she made me a Barbie cake that I had from, you know, the 90s when I was little. And this is super great. Yeah, and you're... Oh, what a twist. I didn't know this was a bad story. Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, so, maybe that was part of the issue, the fact that she, like, tried something new or something? I don't know. So, she presented me with the cake. I went to go pick it up yesterday, and she was like, yeah, so, it looked really cute. It was adorable. It was a llama, and it was a pull-apart cupcake thing, and yeah, it was super cute. I loved it, and the frosting was really good, because I was like, yeah, the only thing I do have, like, a stipulation on is, like, do, like, buttercream or, like, cream cheese frosting. Those are my favorite, and I love frosting. So she was like, yeah, I did kind of do something different. I did, like, a cake and brownies, like a brookie type thing. Sure. And I was like, oh, okay, like that sounds good. But
sounds
it
sounds good.
It was like not that, come to find out.
Oh no.
So kind of luckily, I forgot to take it to our dinner last night because we had a dinner with like our scheduling department from work, and I was gonna take it just because like she made it for me late and I didn't have like any other like birthday celebrations to like take it to. So I was gonna take it to that, and I was gonna be like, yeah, you guys, you know, here's dessert for everyone. But I forgot it because my friend picked me up, or my coworker, she picked me up, and I just totally forgot it.
You left your llama? You can't just forget about your llama. Mama llama would not be happy.
That's the one animal you can take anywhere. But yeah, so then I had my two friends, because it was a coworker that was coming from Illinois, and our dinner was in Iowa. And she picked up one that was on the way, and then she came over and picked up me, and then we went to the restaurant. So then I had them two come in after the dinner, and I was like, yeah, do you guys want some cupcakes? You can take them home to your family, because, like, I'm not going to eat all these damn cupcakes. So then we sit down, and we open it up, and it's like, oh, it looks so pretty, blah, blah, blah. We start to pull it apart, and it's, like, hard, but it was also sitting in the fridge. So, oh. Like, you know, like, the frosting is going to get hard.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're like, okay, like, it was sitting in the fridge, the frosting's hard, whatever. Then we're, like, eating the frosting, and then we start to, like, take the thing off the cupcake and, like, take a bite into the cupcake. And it's also, like, not hard, but, like, dry.
Oh.
And so we're like, oh. Yeah. So the cupcake was dry and the frosting was hard, which I didn't really mind because I like weirdly like hard frosting, like cold frosting.
Yeah.
But yeah, then when we found out that the cupcake was also like dry and like really super crumbly, we were just like, this is not good. And so my like dilemma now is like, do I tell her? Because she does this for like other people. Like she makes cakes and like sells them.
Oh and, God. Like, I would never tell her.
I know. I'm like, I know that we're pretty close and stuff, but like, do I tell her? And then, so there is like a slight chance that it could be a better outcome because my friend is getting a cake versus the cupcakes. But I told her about this friend and how she like has this side business. And she's making a cake for her daughter for her birthday. So then, and that was one of the friends that came in and like had a,
oh no.
Yeah. So she was like, well, shit, like what if it's not good? Do I get a backup cake or what?
Yes.
I'm like,
actually, what kind of friend is she? Is she a me type friend? Because I feel like you'd tell me.
Yeah, I feel like she kind of is. Like, I mean, like, we've had a very, like, short friendship so far. But, like, we've gotten really close, like, in that time. So,
I guess you could workshop how you would tell her, like, hey, I just, I know that you did something a little different, but, this is what it was, so just kind of wanted to let you know. I mean, because it was free, right?
Yeah.
So then, like, I don't think the feedback could hurt.
That's true.
It's just how you approach it, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know. And then I also don't know if I would want to, like, call her, text her, do it in person. My in-person faces are really bad.
Yeah, I'd avoid that. She hasn't asked about it?
No.
Huh. Hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
How long ago did you eat the cake?
Well, this was just last night.
Oh, okay. So then we still have time where it's, like, not weird.
Yeah, no. So if she were to ask about it, like, at some point today, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd totally tell her about it then if it's a me-type friend. Be like, hey, you know, I know you did something a little different, but this is, I just kind of want to let you know. Because she should know why, you know, it may have been dry if something she did or putting it in the fridge or who knows. Bad llama. All I'm thinking is the Emperor's New Groove.
I know, right?
Llama face.
But yeah.
Demon llama.
Oh, did I tell you that, so one of the IT guys, he finally, called me, oh my gosh, finally called me and was like, hey, so here's the deal, like, I want to forward your, like, request paperwork on to the next person so that they can eat it or don't eat it.
Right? Well, he licked it, but it's like, I want him to get out of my face, so it's like, we're either gonna share, or you're gonna get out of my face.
Oh, there he goes, kind of.
Go on.
So yeah, so he called me, and he was like, hey, I wanna, like, forward your stuff and get it off my desk, I wanna check it off of my list to do's.
Hey, you're being a bitch. I want to pass you on to somebody else.
Pretty much. But I was like, great. Let's, you know, what do we got to do that? And he was like, okay. So to be completely honest, I told him about how we moved the table. I just didn't have a picture of it yet. Like,
TBH.
I haven't fucking, whatever. So he was like, okay, you can either do that or you can take the rug that's under the table and just, like, put it in between the two tables so that it will cover the wire. Just hide the wire under the rug. And I was like, okay, yeah, like, that makes sense. And he was like, yeah, and then if they say anything when they come to set it up, like, just tell them that you have a raceway on order. And
do not? Like,
no.
Why not?
I don't know. I was trying to get around it.
Woman, just order it.
Will
you lick this off of my finger?
He's like, I don't want your goddamn oatmeal anymore.
I'm just gonna set it on the corner of the stand.
But yeah, so he, that's what he said. He was like, you know what? Here's what we're gonna do. Blah, blah, blah. I was like, alright, cool.
Yay!
Yeah. So now I just have to wait. And I think on Monday I'm going to send, like, an update to the guy who's supposed to be messaging me. Because I messaged him before and he was like, your ticket hasn't gotten to me yet. So I was, like, going to message him on Friday, but I didn't yet. So on Monday I'll be like, hey, so I heard my ticket got sent over. Whenever you get a chance, just, you know, reach out to me on here and we'll set up my install date or whatever.
Yay!
Super exciting.
Oh, I love the accent. Let's do that all night. When you have a day that is fucked beyond repair, what did my dad send me?
When you have a bad day, give up. Go home and sleep.
Give up.
Fuck it. Try again tomorrow. Not every bad day can become a good day. Some days are fucked and cannot be unfucked. When you have a day that is fucked beyond repair, that is the universe speaking to you, sending you a message. Listen to the universe. Go home. Save your energy. Tomorrow is another day. For now, just fucking chill.
Oh, my dad cracks me up.
That's funny. I wonder what this tastes like.
That's what she said. Well, now you're laying in the oatmeal.
Oh, my word. I feel like my April is kind of...
My March?
It's busy a little bit.
Why?
Because I'm going to visit you, and then the weekend after that, I have a wedding.
You're getting married!
No.
Hey! Did you ever get your present
like, best
from...
friend?
Did you ever get your present from Alec?
No, he said it should be coming in this coming week.
All right, I just didn't want to miss it. So, brother's best friend's wedding.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my mom and I are invited.
Wait, where is it?
It's, I think, like, in Rock Island somewhere.
Oh, so you're not, like, traveling.
No, not for that one.
Okay.
And then the weekend after that, the last weekend of April, I am traveling. I'm going to Chicago with our work little posse.
Oh, I thought you were going to... I was hoping you rescheduled with your friend.
Yeah, we haven't yet, so I don't know if we... I won't have time.
Damn it! Well, that weekend... Wait, so the weekend you're in Chicago, I'll be at the Haunted Asylum in Sheboygan.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Nice. So and then the weekend after that...
Wait, who's in
first...
your work posse?
Ursula is in there.
Oh my god! That should make for some good podcast stories, though. Yes!
It should.
You can get me a picture of her!
Oh, yes!
Yes!
But yeah, so it's Ursula, these two younger girls, they're like both 20, and then... these other two coworkers that are, like, my good friends.
So, like, is it a work thing? Or is it, like, everybody at work was just like, let's do this!
Yeah, it was kind of like, so we just had a first quarter dinner. And then for, like, ever since they all went to the spa together, which I don't remember what I was doing, but I was busy and I didn't go. But they went to the spa here, like, at the casino. And they were like, we have to do something like that again. It was so much fun, blah, blah, blah. And then they were like, we should do something bigger. We should do a trip. And I was like, yeah, sure, whatever. And I, like, almost wasn't going to go. But I've kind of, like, I don't know. I've come around. And I'm either going to be drunk or high the whole time. So, I mean, like, why not?
Yes. Oh, my God. I wish I were there to just be a fly on the wall.
But yeah, then the weekend after that is the first weekend of May, and I'm going to Michigan.
Ooh, what for?
Shit.
What?
I forgot to tell Alec about that day.
You better Snapchat him right now. I was going to say text him, but...
Oh, what about you? So after March Madness, what...
I will hibernate. So... on Monday, I will be staying at the mansion, babysitting, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Oh, Globetrotters!
Globetrotters!
So we've got some basketball that weekend. And then, guess what happens the first week of April, Maggie?
What?
Baseball!
Oh, heck yeah!
'Tis the season! Ugh. I mean, it's going to be cold for all of April, but I'm so excited.
I bet.
And we've got to choose when you're going to come up for a baseball game.
Yeah.
And I'll request that off so I won't even be working.
Oh, nice. Okay. So I feel like we should do, like, obviously sometime in the summer so that it's nice and hot. There's no... oh, it might be cold. No.
June's really good. Like, June and August, you could do July, mm-hmm. but then it can get really fucking hot.
Yeah.
So it's just up in the air, but I think June would be a really good month. So, yeah, mainly it's baseball season. And I have my graduation in April, the end of April.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for my paralegal certification. I think it's, like, April 30th. My dad was like, oh, yeah, don't you have a graduation coming up? Because I literally forgot. It's on the calendar, but I forgot. And I go, Don't worry, I just ordered my graduation cap and gown. I keep forgetting as well. And it's on my calendar.
Yeah.
And it's at one of the places I work, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. It's literally, though, at, get out of my drawer! Like, Pumbaa's place.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, not there. It's like three buildings are connected together, and it's in the one over. But, whatever. So I just wanted it trimmed so I'd have, what's the word? Not straight, just like clean ends.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. That's crazy.
And then some places don't do online booking, or some places are closed Sunday, or some places are closed Sunday and Monday, or some places are only open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And I'm just like, I just want to Google who has an opening right now. Hair trim. Like, right. Who? Instead, I have to go to every single frickin' place within a vicinity, and it's like, oh, they don't book online. Let me call them. Oh, they don't book online. Let me call them. Nope, they're closed on Sundays. Call to book. Oh, nope, they're full. So, you've got our March Madness recaps. You've got our April showers you with love, with springtime, birds chirping, sun, all the things that Maggie likes that I don't like. Brightness. I live in a world of darkness.
I like it bright.
Ugh. You're just going to be a little ray of sunshine waking me up, and then I'm going to, like, be the rain cloud who's trying to drown you out.
I'm
going
to be like, hey, Stephanie.
I'm like, Maggie, what? I'll hit you with my pillow. But let us know how your March has been. Let us know what your April's going to be. Maggie is now 20 old fucking 9. I am currently 30, Crypt Keeper 9, 40 next month. So again, this is our little window of that exact 10-year overlap. Oh, damn it. That means I have to do the outro. I'm like setting down my phone like I don't have anything to do. Damn it! Boop-a-doops. Oh, did you see that what I put on Facebook? I shared it. It's the Statue of Liberty pregnant. Did you see that one?
Yeah, I was like, what?
Said, Nick Cannon done got a hold of the Statue of Liberty. Laud. Thank you so much for listening to Convos Over Coffee. Like, share, subscribe, and rate our podcast. We are your hosts.
I'm Maggie.
And I'm Stephanie. Look us up on the Facebooks, Convos Over Coffee Podcast. Then you've got Gmail, Instagram, Patreon, Convos Over Coffee, the number 2. Don't forget to check our Facebook for behind the scenes pictures, as well as our Instagram. Hey, did you get the same shirt as me for St. Patrick's Day? Did you ever take a picture in it?
No.
Bitch! I was waiting for one from you so I could do a side by side.
Yeah.
I wore mine to the twins training the day after St. Patrick's Day. So it was like close enough because I was working all day that day. So I couldn't actually wear it for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully.
Sorry.
Maggie's going to die. She's not going to make it to April. Spoiler.
Oh, my goodness.
So I guess Maggie and I are going to go watch The Box because I've never seen it and she hasn't seen it in forever. And I heard from a lot of people it's a garbage movie, so I'm kind of excited that maybe I will also think it's a garbage movie, or like maybe be pleasantly surprised that it's not as garbage of a movie as some people thought.
Yeah, I really don't know what to think of it.
Well, I'll tell you what to think of it after I'm done, and then that's what you will think of it.
All right.
So Maggie and I are off to watch movies, and I will eventually blow dry my hair so that I stop looking like a Smurfette. Like on How to Get Away with Murder, not how, that's a show. My favorite murder, they'll be like, stay sexy and don't get murdered. Or like, and that's why they drink, they'll go, and that's why we drink.
Oh, yeah.
I wish there were something before the, okay, bye, like.
Oh, yeah, what did you say that we were going to call our listeners?
I thought we didn't come up with anything yet. Oh, I don't remember. Call them coffinistas.
No, whatever your coffee idea cuties. Was. Huh?
Wasn't one like coffee cuties?
Oh, yeah, I think it was.
Did I text it to you?
I don't know, I'm looking in text.
Because I liked something and you liked something.
Oh, yeah. Beverage babes or coffee cuties.
Okay, hold on, let me put that down. Hold on, don't lose it yet. I'm so excited.
Okay, ready?
I think so.
Alright. So I guess we are out. Keep it real, coffee cuties.
I feel like you paused too long.
I didn't like that.
Okay.
Can I just start to keep it real, coffee cuties?
Yes.
Okay. Ready? Keep it real, coffee cuties.
And slay the day, beverage babes.
Okay, bye.
Oh, that was fun.
Loved it.